All right. So today I'm interviewing Mr. Humphreys about bookstores. Okay. And so I just have a few questions, and if you can trigger some memories or anything, that would be great.
Sure thing.
So the first question I have is, do you know when your love and appreciation for a bookstore started?
My bookstore started probably most when I was in college. I'd been to bookstores prior to college, of course, but that's probably when my love for bookstores really, really began, starting with my college bookstore.
In which college did you go to?
That was the College of William & Mary in Williamsburg, Virginia.
All right. Very interesting. What do you think is the most important role of a bookstore?
To me, it's to flood the senses of anyone who likes to read. I like the fact that you have the shelves, the smells, the colors, the feel of books, the feel of paper, the sizes of books, the fact that other people are there, the categories of books and how they're physically laid out. I like the fact that books can in many ways appeal to, I guess, pretty much all the senses other than taste. I think that answers the question.
Yes.
What was the question again?
It says, what do you think is the most important aspect of a bookstore?
Yes, just the fact that it provides something for the reader that is appealing to several of the senses at the same time. And for them to do it in a social setting and to have all those books available at one time. Mm-hmm. So.
What, I guess, in college made bookstores so fascinating to you?
Oh, all the things that I mentioned. When I would go to the bookstore, for example, in Williamsburg, not only was it great because I would buy my college textbooks there, but I would buy personal reading books, as well as other things like, you know, cards, small gifts, record albums. I'm really dating myself and saying record albums, but I bought hundreds of record albums at my college bookstore. And other paraphernalia. So again, it was the variety, and just I like being around all those books, mm-hmm. just because I'm such an avid reader.
You are. And I guess you keep continuing going back now that everything is turned electronics. You're still an avid bookstore.
Yes, I go to bookstores, not as much as I used to. I go to libraries, mm-hmm. Because I still like the aspects of being around books and spending time rummaging through the shelves and just being around, being able to touch, look at books. But there really is not a bookstore very near me anymore. Mm-hmm. The closest Barnes & Noble closed, so when I'm near Barnes & Noble, I usually go to one. There really aren't any mom-and-pop, privately owned bookstores within probably a 5 to 10 mile radius of me now. So I find myself actually going to libraries more often now than I used to.
Just throwing this question out there. What do you think, because bookstores are so important to, or even libraries, do you think they have a role in history?
A role in history?
Do you think they are important to history, or do you think they...
Yes. Don't? Yeah, I think that we've lost something with the online purchases. I don't own a Kindle. I've never experienced, nor do I have any great desire to experience reading a book on a computer or tablet. I like turning the pages. I like marking my place. I like, you know, holding the book and having that pleasure from the tactile process of holding it and turning the pages. What was the question again? I think I might have gotten off topic a little bit.
No, you're right. It was more like...
But I think that, you know, publishing and having an author and a reader see their product in paper and hardcover and holding it, and the process of people gathering and using bookstores as a gathering place, mm-hmm. to look at books, buy books, is certainly an important part of our national history and culture.
And I agree. I think, like, sitting down to read a physical book is more of, like, an act and more of, like, a gift versus than I read the entire day on a screen versus,
right.
like, my pleasure time I wouldn't want to spend it on a screen versus an actual book sitting
exactly.
down.
Curling up in front of the fire on a cold winter's day
with a book
is better, in my view, I can imagine, than curling up with the Kindle.
Yeah, exactly. So. And... Do you have a specific bookstore that you can think of? I guess the William & Mary bookstore.
The William & Mary bookstore, but again, I would go to Barnes & Noble when there was one near to me. I would like to go to a mom and pop shop if one was near to me, but they've all kind of died out. I guess some of the mom and pop shops died out because of the massive bookstores like Borders and Barnes & Noble, because they could sell books at a cheaper price. And now they're even being undercut by the fact that just so few books are published in paper as compared to even 20 years ago.
So I guess, do you have any remaining like memories or any hard feelings about bookstores or anything that you want to leave us?
No, I used to buy a lot of books, and then I found them as in my life and my career, having had to move frequently, moving and schlepping all the books became such a hard task and an expensive one when you have to pay for moving and storage, that there was a point about 5-6 years ago when I really cut back drastically on actually purchasing books. So that, in combination with fewer number of bookstores within my general reach, mm-hmm. really has driven me to the library more than I ever was a library goer in the past. But that's, I still would go to bookstores. I still would probably purchase books more often if there were more of them that I could go to and just kind of walk among the racks and look at the shelves. When I go online, I have to, if I ever do purchase a book online, I have a particular book in mind that I want to research.
Right.
So I don't have those incidental purchases
right.
that you might have when a book on a shelf might strike your fancy if you're at a store.
And do you find the commonality between libraries and bookstores? Because you can still go to a library and be spontaneous.
Yeah, no, I do. I like the, they're very similar in many ways. And sometimes now when I do buy books, I buy them at libraries when they have a book sale.
Yeah.
And again, I'm not there to buy a particular book.
Yeah.
It's because the place is a mile within my distance of my home, and I've been there, and they're having one of their quarterly or semi-annual book sales. Mm-hmm. A book might strike my fancy, and I'll pick it up and read the cover and then perhaps buy it. And that you can't really do as easily online.
Very true. Well, thank you.
You're welcome. I hope that you something useful and all that.
Yes, of course.
All right.